You know, I think it was just a miscommunication between me and Miles. I thought he was going to do one thing, and he was thinking another. So I put the ball expecting, trying to anticipate where he was going, and it didn't pan out very well.
So it was just a combo route for him? He had an option?
I don't want to say too much about the scheme. It's just another play that we'd like to have back.
What happened with some of the handoffs?
Just different quarterback footwork, and I think it's something we'll get ironed out this next week of practice. But every guy's different, and depending on you, how you run some of those inside zones and outside zones and reads and all that, you know, the footwork's a little different.
Is timing an issue for you? Because it seemed like a couple of passes, like receivers hadn't even turned around yet.
Yeah, I think, you know, I was ready to throw the ball a couple times and, you know, anticipating certain looks, and you know, they just didn't pan out. So that's too bad. We'll work on those and we'll correct them on film. And that's the good thing about it. We got a good week of practice ahead of us, and we'll be just fine.
You seem very set on getting tempo going instantaneously when you came in. It seemed appreciably faster when you came in. Is that something you were cognizant of? Did you want to just kind of speed things up?
I mean, that's how. I've always tried to run it. You know, you just get up and get going as fast as we can. And I thought, you know, we moved the ball really well. And unfortunately, we weren't set on one of them. And then Miles was just out of bounds on another one. And then we turned the ball over. So it's really too bad. We just got to finish one more of those drives. And you know, we end up winning the game.
It's different targets from last year, whether it's Murray, Austin, are these guys, you don't get much practice time with?
I don't know. I'm not going to make excuses for that. There's you know, I'm in charge of the job just like anybody else, whether you get the reps in practice or not. And it's my job to go in, and there should be a seamless transition. And I thought at times there were. At other times, you know, sure, can we get a little more familiar? Of course. And is that only going to get better with repetition and practice? Of course. But the point was just get in and win the game, and unfortunately that didn't happen. But we got a long season ahead of us, and we just got to be ready to play. I have no idea. I just saw him go down. I was charting stuff and looking at defensive stuff, so I didn't see exactly what happened. All I heard was left shoulder. So.
Did you get to talk to him?
I didn't. I was trying to hustle over and get some throws in.
Are you approaching this?
I mean, you got to do it every week. You got to be ready to go every week. So, I don't know. You never want to see a teammate go down. That's never the circumstance in which you want to play. But, you know, when you do get a chance to play, you got to make the most of it, and that's what I was trying to do.
Any advantage to coming in midway through a game, having seen another quarterback handle things, as opposed to coming in fresh from the very start?
I guess there's advantages and disadvantages either way, you know, the pros and cons. But, I don't know, the point is you got to come in and win the game, and unfortunately we didn't.
Mark, on that throw to Hurst, it was a touchdown call back.
Yeah.
Did you know Miami had 12 guys on the field at that point? Were you trying to go even
lower? I saw somebody running out of the corner of my eye, like making sure we're set, and I guess we moved on the edge. But while I was making sure we're set, I'm seeing somebody trying to run, and they were just confused. They didn't know. They were trying to make their calls, and so that's when, you know, we can really go. And we got them on it a couple times during those drives and in that fourth quarter where they were out of position or running somebody on, running somebody off, and unfortunately we weren't set.
On that final drive, what issues did you find?
We got the drive started, and then two quick passes to Sproles, and then you know, I'm trying to avoid defenders of Zach. It's a little high, and I think I missed that throw a little bit. And then I was expecting Miles a little quicker, and he was running something that we're just on the wrong page. So,
two more guys.
To lose a game, you know, after you guys had that lead and stuff, how tough is that, you know, for guys in
line? Oh, I mean, whether you're up a bunch or down and almost win, I mean, a loss is a loss. It's just too bad because the defense played really well, and unfortunately we hurt ourselves with some of those penalties and the turnover there. So we'll assess it and just come back and play smarter and play better next week. And we got a big one next week here at the link, so it'll be fun for us.
Mark, you were in this situation last year around the same time. I don't know if you're going to finish up the season starting or not, but what did you learn from coming in there? You had some success initially, and then things kind of got away from
the guys. I think, you know, the most important thing is just to take it one week at a time and, you know, learn from the mistakes each week and continue to build. And I think, you know, we have a chance down the stretch here to be a really good football team. So we'll do our very best.
All right, thanks, guys.